1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The feature there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Going right into your phone calls. Let's start things out with Scott in Winnipeg. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Super.
Good.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, a couple nights ago, I heard, I think it was Mark saying he thought Mormons would make good libertarians. And I thought of two reasons why Mormons would make good libertarians.
Would or would not?
Would not?
They would. They
okay.
would. I mentioned before that I'm a convert to Mormonism, and I left the church about 2 years ago. On paper, I'm still a member. I don't attend, and I don't believe anymore.
Okay.
But I still feel a heritage with it. But here's the two reasons why Mormons can make good libertarians. The first is because they were, the history of them, they were driven from area to area because groups didn't like them, mainly because of polygamy and some other reasons. And then eventually, you know, they settled in Utah because they just wanted to live their life without being interfered with by the federal government. So they have that history, and Mormons are very tied to their history, especially if it's generational.
Mm-hmm.
So that's inbred in them already. The other thing is that Mormons, if we're going to have a voluntary society instead of coercive government, Mormons, I think, are a good example. They're a tight-knit community. They have their own welfare system that's voluntary. You can contribute, and there were a few months where I went to my bishop and I got money from the welfare system to help me along. They weren't giving me a check every week, but I was accountable, though. He was asking me what I was doing, blah, blah. So it's a lot better system of what a voluntary system would be like, I think, rather than just the government telling you what to do. It's voluntary. You join. I left the church. You know, I wasn't forced to stay. I left when I wanted to.
Sure.
So I think it's a good example of what a no-government world could be like.
Wow, excellent. It sounds almost like there's some parallels between the Mormons and the Amish in that they're, you know, very close-knit, tightly, tight community.
Yeah, I would agree with that, yes.
I think maybe the Amish are a little more exclusive in that they're more likely to only associate with Amish, but as far as I know, they're probably sects of Mormonism where they're as exclusive.
There's a little bit of that in the Mormon church of... you know, you're told you should associate with good people. They don't say necessarily just church members, but good people. You know, if you don't want to do drugs, don't surround yourself with drug users. In some way, that's the practical application of it, so I understand that. And they are, like, when I was a believer, you know, I didn't do drugs, I didn't have sex, I didn't drink alcohol. But at the time, though, I would think, okay, these are good morals, and I think other people should live them. So, I mean, that was before I was a libertarian, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now that I understand the principles of liberty, I think if people like that with that mindset, if they get those principles of liberty introduced to them, they can understand, yes, these are good, and you know, let's let people live how they want to live, provided they don't hurt each other, because they would think, because that's what my ancestors did, but yet we were driven from area to area, sometimes with violence, just because we wanted to have more than one wife, for example.
Excellent.
And that doesn't hurt anybody.
Thank you very much for making that point tonight. Anything else on your mind?
That's about it, man. Keep rocking.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. A little bit about Mormonism, both last night and tonight on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, you learn something new every day on Free Talk Live.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly. 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got a story somewhere about swearing in bars.
Yep.
Someone wants to ban this? Well, what is going on? Did I hear you right?
Yep. In the St. Louis area, a town's considering the proposal that would ban swearing in bars.
See, isn't that where you're supposed to hear swearing, is in a bar?
Well, it would depend on the bar.
You know, some swarthy drunken dude or whatever.
Well,
cursing up a storm.
Like I said, it depends on the bar.
Yeah.
St. Louis, St. Charles, Missouri.
Well, now, apparently, if this law gets its way, it won't depend on the bar.
What the... A St. Louis area town is considering a bill that would ban swearing in bars, along with table dancing, drinking contests, and profane music.
Yeah, while we're at it, let's just ban drinking in bars.
Profane music? My God. I mean, they don't even ban profane music on the air anymore.
Is this like the movie Pleasantville coming true or something?
It's
very strange.
I would assume they're talking about vulgar music, music with vulgar content. Profane actually means something against God, from what I understand.
Oh, really? Huh, I'll look that up.
Well, great. You get on that. City officials contend that the bill is needed to keep rowdy crowds under control because the historic downtown area gets a little too lively on some nights. City Councilman Richard.
Oh, man. They're putting a historic district in here in Keene. I hope that doesn't come here.
They're putting in a historic district?
Yeah.
Yes, people are screwed then. Historic districts suck for the people.
You're right, Mark. Characterized by irreverence or contempt for God or sacred principles or things.
Don't mess around with me on the God subject.
Unholy, heathen, pagan, not initiated into religious rites or mysteries. Definition 5 is common or vulgar.
Yeah, well, so, yeah. As the farther you go down the definitions, the least
popular. Right.
City Councilman Richard Bett said he was prompted to propose the bill after complaints about bar bad behavior. So he's going to pass his little law to stop bad behavior. This is going to work. He says it will give police some rules to enforce when things get too rowdy. Like, no cussing. Some bar owners worry the bill is too vague and restrictive, saying it may be a violation of their civil rights. Well, what a surprise. They don't care. Mark Rousseau, who owns the bar R.T. Weiler's, said he thinks the bill needs revision. We're dealing with adults here, once again, and I don't think it's the city's job or the government's job to determine what we can or cannot play in our restaurant.
Hmm.
That's the profane music, I assume. The proposal would ban indecent, profane, or obscene language, songs.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to say, Mark. I even though you suggested profanity would have to do with God, it's clear that the government's going to take Definition 5 because it's much more broad-based.
Yeah.
Anything that they find offensive will be labeled as profane. And they added in, what did they throw in there? Indecent and what else?
Profane and obscene.
Yeah, okay. So they've covered all the bases.
Language, songs, entertainment, and literature. Profane literature. These people have nothing to do. Nothing.
Oh, wow.
A meeting to discuss the proposal is set for January the 14th.
So where is it? St. Louis or somewhere nearby?
Nearby. St. Charles, I believe it was.
That's just unbelievable.
and they're going to pass their laws and people are going to stop cussing. Just like that. Poof.
Oh, you think?
Well, what are they going to do? Put people in jail for cussing?
Well, maybe they will. They'll probably find them first.
They'll probably find the bar.
Yeah, they might do that. That wouldn't be good. Can you imagine that? You know, it's bad enough that bar owners nowadays, they have to be the smoking enforcers in many places in this country because of these smoking bans that say you can't smoke on private property, even though the owner paid for the property, should be able to make all the decisions. He can't anymore. Smoking's been banned. And if someone smokes on his property, it's all of a sudden his responsibility, and he has to pay for it. So now whenever somebody pulls out a cigarette in one of these establishments, the bartender, the waitresses, the wait staff, are usually Johnny on the spot to say, whoa, you can't do that in here. You need to go outside. Well, and now they're going to be doing that for people that say the F word.
Well, you hope it's the F word. But what is, you know, this language that they characterize as indecent, profane, or obscene? Is crap an obscene word?
It could be. It depends on how they define it.
Asinine, a obscene, profane, or indecent word?
Some people think so. I don't, but...
What if you said a word like vagina or penis? Is that indecent?
It's... I don't...
And
it depends how they define it.
So here we have a rule that's going to be enforced in an extraordinarily arbitrary fashion.
Most likely, because if it's a government rule, they probably won't name words that you can and can't say, because eventually if they do that, if they say, well, you can't say F, you can't say S, you can't say, you know, C, then...
People will say farking or
right.
Schnizzit
right,
or
they'll
something
say,
like
they'll
that.
They'll say something else. They'll use a replacement word, and then that, you know, it'll just be a workaround, and then the city will be upset about that, so they have to modify the law. So maybe they'll make it like the FCC's rules for indecency, where if... contemporary community standards say that it's obscene, then it's obscene.
Yeah. Which community?
The community of the city councilors.
That's you know, it's just so... And you know as well as I do that this is not going to get enforced by bartenders very often. It's going to have a...
It will if they put undercover cops in there.
That's right. And, you know, the cops are going to then give fines, and then it's only going to get enforced maybe 1 out of 1,000 times. People aren't going to know the rules in effect. People are going to get tickets that they don't deserve to get. It's a big mess.
Can you imagine? I always find it hard to imagine being the cops in a situation like this, being the enforcer, and coming home at night, telling your wife what you did during the day. Oh, well, I was on language patrol. Are you kidding me? Is that what you signed up for? 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Turns out that there's a town in Missouri, right, St. Louis area, that's looking at banning profanity.
In bars.
In bars.
You can cuss in your own home.
Well, now you can. Give them time. And they're talking about banning profane music with indecent lyrics.
And that, it's all music.
It really is. Well, I mean, I'm sure there are a few exceptions. Maybe they'll mandate that everyone play Jesus music in their bar or something like
that. That's going to go over well.
So let me see if I'm recalling this correctly, right, Mark? We've got banning indecent language, banning profane music, banning, are they going to ban dancing in there, too? Is that?
If you dance at a table.
Table dancing. Oh,
right.
Okay. So it's the level that the dancing occurs at. If you're on a table, then that's bad.
They didn't mention on-bar dancing, but I assume that there's going to be...
That could count as a table. Any flat surface raised above
the
floor.
If you put a drink on it, it's a table.
Right.
Drinking contests.
Drinking contests.
Yeah. I don't know that... I don't know of any drinking contests, but...
Is the suggestion there supposed to be that if you have a drinking contest, it's going to increase your likelihood of imbibing alcohol?
I think that drinking games, like quarters or, there's some others that I can't mention because of the names of them. Those are intended so that people get drunk, I think. But I don't know what a drinking contest is precisely. Who can drink more alcohol? I have never seen a bar that has done something like that. I don't know what a drinking contest is. Now, is that just, if you order this kind of beer, you get a T-shirt? Is that... Or you get a chance to win a T-shirt? Is that a contest?
I don't know. But these bar owners better be ready. They better be preparing themselves to just go out of business soon, because that's apparently what this government wants. They want to put a stop to anybody that wants to have any sort of fun. No fun allowed in this little town in Missouri. And it's not going to be long before somebody else gets it into their head in the city they live in to say, they got away with it over in Missouri. Well, let's do it here. Are we going to have a two-drink limit next?
Well, some bars do, of their own accord, choose to only give you a two-drink limit on particular drinks. For instance, the Buy High Hut in Sarasota, on Sarasota's famous North Trail,
which
is famous for hookers or something. I don't know what it's famous for. Famous for no-tell motels. They have
paid by the hour.
I believe it's a Mai Tai, or they're Mai Tai or they're Sneaky Tiki. It's one of the two, and it tastes like Windex. I mean, it's just all alcohol.
Yeah,
you can only have two of those, but if you do, it's attached to the Buy High Hut is attached to a hotel, which used to be the Best Western, but is no longer called the Best Western. They pulled the Best Western title off of it. If you have a room, you can have more.
Okay. Well, that's
and that's
fine.
Not the rule. That's just what they'll say.
If the bartender or the owner wants to set rules like that, that's fine.
It's their bar.
Right. It seems to me like this is just madness. I'm just stunned, Mark. Like, they keep managing to shock me. These government people. I keep
How
thinking
do
I've
they
heard
it
all. I keep thinking, okay, I've heard it all, but no. You want to ban profanity in bars. Now, how long is it going to be before this goes, like, Demolition Man style, and it's all throughout the town? Have you ever seen that movie, Mark?
I've seen the movie, but I just don't remember. All I remember is sex with, virtual sex with video goggles. That's all I remember.
For our listeners who are uninitiated, this movie takes place, it's a Sly Stallone movie, and it takes place in the future, this sort of utopian society where this... religious dude has gotten in control and set up all these rules. And one of the rules is you can't curse. And they have these little machines everywhere. In the side of your wall, like by your thermostat or whatever, there's this little machine that if you're in the room and you speak, you utter a curse word, it'll, you hear it beeping, violation, you've been fined $5 or something like that, and it spits out your ticket, right? And you're supposed to take the ticket and go pay for your curse word. Now, we're laughing as though that's funny, and it is. It is very funny. But how far are we away from this?
I just don't know.
The technology's there.
After reading this, I don't know.
Voice recognition is there. Like, it's not hard to, you know, program some software to recognize curse words.
You type with your voice recognition software, pretty much.
I do.
Just to kind of save your fingers.
Yep, I do that now. And they even have, you know what they even have, Mark? There's this website called Podscope where you can go and type in a phrase. You can type in a word, and it'll search a bunch of podcasts and find that word.
Wow.
So you can go and type in Liberty, and guess what show comes up a whole lot? Free Talk Live.
That would be us.
It's just, the voice recognition software is pretty amazing right now, and it's only going to get better. So it's just a matter of, you know, turning it into a little device and putting it up everywhere. Before you know it, they're going to be putting it up in the bars to replace the undercover cops they're going to have to put in there to catch people from cursing.
I would have a problem with that, but I would have less of a problem with that than I would with undercover cops. And here's why. Because the arbitrariness of the system. If there's a little gizmo out there that says, you know, every time you say the S-bomb, you get a $5 ticket, and it just spits it right out, at the very least, you know that every time you say the S-bomb, you're going to get a $5 ticket. And then by, you know, before long, somebody will have posted on the wall, here are the words you're not allowed to say. Mm-hmm. At least you'll know the words you're not allowed to say, and you'll know you're not allowed to say them. As opposed to this system, which, they're both bad. Don't get me wrong.
Such a scary
this
vision.
System, which doesn't tell you which words, and you don't know when or where.
When in doubt, leave it out.
Right. So I don't know. I mean, where are we going to...
This is madness, Mark. This is nuts.
I mean, you know, usually curse words are centered around three things. You've got anti-God, scatological, and...
Sexual.
So if you say, I don't know, let's go for scatological.
Okay.
I have to go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I slept with Lisa last night. I mean, are these phrases by their nature obscene?
I guess someone could say so. I mean, even talking about sex could be considered profane or something.
Bodily functions?
If you aren't married.
Is farting going to be outlawed?
Oh, dear. I'll be in trouble. 800-259-9231.
You want your really in bars.
Actually, I was in there once a week. As a matter of fact, and then we go to karaoke.
Midday Sunday doesn't really count.
What it will, it won't matter to
it's
these government people.
The restaurant at that time.
It won't matter to these government people.
You're right about that.
And it's only a matter of time before they expand this, before it goes outside of bars and goes to. Well, I mean, already there are certain areas where they are already controlling people, like government schools. I'm sure they would love to institute more strict. Technology that would prevent kids from cursing there. Can you imagine how excited they'd be about something like that? And where else?
At the very least, in a government school, you've chosen to send your kid there or something. I guess you've chosen to go to a bar. Never mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to send your kid to government school unless you're going to homeschool them, because then they'll throw you in a jail cell.
Well, you can send your kid to a private
Maybe they'll put them in prisons now, Mark. No cursing in prisons, since you're already in the state's care. They'll restrict the things you can say. They'll put the little machines up on the prison cells. Every curse word will give you an extra day. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Features we give away, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go get them for free right there on the front page of the website at FreeTalkLive.com. In fact, today I added a number of, I took a number of the interviews we did from the Liberty Forum, cut them up, and put them in the interview section as well.
With new pictures?
To archive them, yes. New pictures for those who had never been interviewed before, like Bob Schultz.
The interviews that people that we've interviewed in the past, double interviews, triple interviews, that kind of thing, you can see, you can get one of any of those interviews on by going to the interviews page?
Yeah. Okay. Like Glenn Jacobs, who's been on the show twice, or Barry Cooper, who's been on the show twice. Both of those interviews are there.
Bernard Van Nahas has been on three times.
Bernard is there. I didn't clip his interview this time out just because it wasn't as comprehensive as his last one, and he was a little tipsy. 800-259-9231, but there's a good chunk of them there, so head over there and enjoy those. They're free. Pass them around. Give them out. Whatever you want to do. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
I did actually do my will on LegalZoom, and it was fast and easy.
Very cool. All right. And was the price right?
I don't really remember.
Well, it must have been good. If it was bad, you would have remembered that. All right, so we'll go to your phone calls here and then continue to talk about new and original ways the government's trying to track, monitor, and control you, like we were just talking about, where the government now wants to, in some places, wants to prevent you from cursing or dancing in bars and just generally having a good time. Not allowed anymore in this America. And also, police state tactics gone even more out of control. Believe it or not, we'll share that story with you here in a few moments. But first, we go to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hey, Puke.
John Spartan, you were fined 1 credit for a violation of the verbal morality statute. Who knew that movie was a documentary?
Yeah, well, certainly very... a lot of foreshadowing there and for reality, believe it or not.
But that's not why I called. What I called about was the new American Lung Association report card for New Hampshire. which is pretty disgusting. I don't know if you guys have heard about this or not, but mm-hmm. it's basically they have these little grade points on how well or how bad the state is doing on its fascism for smoking.
Right, so if the state is more fascist, they get a good grade, right?
Essentially, which is kind of interesting because if you read these statistics backwards, it means that New Hampshire is pretty free. But the way they put it is that the state, like, for instance, has an F for spending on tobacco prevention and control, saying that the federal money from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention isn't being spent nearly as much as it should be. Like the CDC lists its $10.8 million and $24.8 million as its best practices range. So basically, if your state is just, you know, using all kinds of federal tax money, essentially, to, you know, spew out that propaganda that smoking is bad, then they're apparently a good state.
Well, from their, you know, what they're using as criteria, some states are bigger than others. And so if
that's
California is spending more than New Hampshire, well, duh, there's a heck of a lot more people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say if this is per capita or not. So, what else? They got, it says that the average per pack cigarette tax is $1.11, up from $1.02 last year, with half of the states collecting at least $1 per pack and 9 states charging at least $2. And New Hampshire's rose from 80 cents last year to $1.08.
Where do you get a pack of cigarettes for 80 cents?
No, that's the tax.
Tax
on the pack. So,
so they're like saying that's not enough. We need more taxes.
Yeah, apparently, you know, there just needs to be more laws banning or restricting smoking, more laws restricting young people from buying cigarettes.
Mm.
Should be more money and more taxes spent. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
How this agency basically says, hey, your state has too much freedom. We need to cut that back.
What is this again? The Cancer Society?
American Lung.
National Lung Association.
Okay, National Lung Association.
American Lung Association.
I'll make a point of never giving them any money.
Exactly. Pretty much like any other, you know, national lobbyist organization that just hates to see people make their own choices see businesses.
I don't think smoking is a great thing for people to start.
Either.
It's not a good thing. And Ian, you don't smoke at all. Tobacco.
Yeah.
You don't smoke tobacco at all, and that's what they're taxing. But I think that a loss of freedom's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Right. What does that saying go? You know, smoking is better than fascism.
I like that, yeah.
But, yeah, I just, when I get up in the morning, I have my radio set to NPR just because it's less annoying in the morning to listen to NPR because they don't have commercials.
Hmm.
And that's just kind of a decent way for me to get some news because I don't have TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's where I heard about this, and they just basically made it sound like New Hampshire's just this big, bad, horrible state because we don't have enough draconian laws on preventing people from doing something that gives them pleasure.
Jeez.
And so, of course, that's when I turned it off and just switched to music.
Speaking of seeing stuff on the news, I saw that apparently someplace in New York State, it begins with AU, Eau Claire, or something like that. Aw shucks, I'm not sure what it was called. But some little town in New York, the power's been out for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
At, you know, let's say it's snow.
Snowstorm.
Right,
yeah.
Something like that. And apparently, you know, the local fire department's running low on dry ice and bottled water. So they called.
What do they need dry ice for?
Is keeping things cold?
Okay.
Well, there's.
That will keep things cold.
Really cold, yes.
I don't know, but they're running low on it.
Okay.
Well, who do they call? They called the American Red Cross to get some more water and the Pepsi company to get some more water. They didn't call FEMA. Where the hell is FEMA?
Yes.
These people's power's been out for 3 or 4 days or whatever, and nowhere inside is the Federal Emergency Management.
They must have known better. Must have known who was actually going to be Johnny on the spot when it came to actually bringing help to those who need it, the people
right.
that are in search of profits or the idiots in the bureaucracy.
So just hearing about this madness in Missouri and the smoking laws everywhere. I guess I should have stayed in the military and fought some more brown people in the Middle East because clearly the terrorists are taking all these freedoms from us.
Yeah.
It's the politicians.
Right. You got it, Puke. Great call tonight, man. Thanks for making it, dude. 800-259-9231. As I've said before, the greatest threat to our liberty is in the state houses, in the Washington, D.C. area, and in your city council. Those are your biggest three threats to your personal freedoms, more so than any group of terrorists in the entire world combined.
I can't argue with you.
We don't have a terrorism problem in America. We've got a government problem.
Mm. And a fear problem. All the people that are scared to death of the brown people, they're cheering it on.
Right. Well, or the people that are scared to death of cigarettes, they're cheering what Puke was talking about on. Or the people that are scared to death of corrupting the youth, they're the ones that are cheering on these anti-profanity rules. And they might even be bringing more restrictive anti-profanity rules to the airwaves. So we're going to see more expansion of this over time. And it won't be a surprise because it just keeps getting worse. There's a story out of the Associated Press just to give you an idea of some of the things that your local government might have in mind for you, or in this case, your children, if they're going to government schools. The Associated Press reports a tech company with ties to a school district plans to test a tracking system by putting computer chips on grade schoolers' backpacks. An experiment the ACLU ripped Monday as invasive and unnecessary. Now, they're only putting them on their backpacks right now, Mark, but how long is it going to be before they say, well, this isn't good enough, the backpacks the kids can set down.
The molesters are taking the backpacks off.
Right, right. So we need, now parents, it's going to become a requirement now that we're going to put a chip in your child's hand. And that way we can know where they are at all times in case some crazy person comes here to try to abduct them.
It's okay. It's for their protection.
The pilot program, set to start next week in the Middletown School District of Providence, Rhode Island area, would have about 80 children put tags containing radio frequency identification chips, or RFID chips, on their school bags. It would also equip two buses with GPS devices. The school and parents will be able to track students on the bus, and the district hopes the program will improve busing efficiency. Superintendent bureaucrat said, we'll get you
there's
more.
There's busing inefficiency? Well, I assume there is.
The government is does it. Of course there's an inefficiency. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. More about this tracking program here in moments. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but cozy inside your car, right? No? Icicles are hanging from your cheeks like Christmas ornaments? Well, when we come back, it's an open and shut case of the faulty thermostat.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
If you're still wearing mittens after a couple of miles of driving, your thermostats may be stuck open. The result is a too-cool engine which doesn't produce enough hot water to warm the heater coils that make passenger cabins toasty. And if Frosty the Snowman's more comfortable inside your car than you, it's more than an inconvenience. It's a warning sign. Engines that run too cool waste gas and are prone to mechanical troubles. So keep your engine and your passengers operating at optimum temperature. Have your thermostat checked today. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. You can bring us whatever you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Place to go, features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you enjoy the fact that we give you all the website stuff for free, then go and support us on a voluntary basis by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Join the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show. We get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, and you get some perks at the same time. You get access to the amp-only call-in line, amp-only chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That again, amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about more ways the government would like to control and monitor and track and don't forget punish. That's an important factor. Gotta punish people to track you. And in this case, it's your kids. They're starting with your kids here. And they're going to put tracking chips. No, not in their forehead, not in their back, not in their hand, not on their person quite yet, but close. In backpacks. Rhode Island, Providence area. The program is going to have about 80 children put tags containing RFID chips on their school bags. We'll also be equipping school buses with GPS. The devices are intended to record only when students enter and exit the bus, and the GPS would show where the bus was on its route. Parents could opt out of the program, said Krager. The pilot program made by Map Information Technology Corporation is to run for several months at the Aquidneck School.
Some weird Indian name for these schools and school districts.
She said the district, which serves about 2,500 students, is the company's only client, said Deborah Rapp, the company's director of marketing. Stephen Brown, executive director of the Rhode Island chapter of the ACLU, sent a letter to Krager and members of the school committee calling the plan a solution in search of a problem and saying the school district should already have procedures in place to track where its students are. On Monday, he said the... I don't know why that would be. On Monday, he said the program raises enormous privacy and safety concerns. He says there's absolutely no need to be tagging children. We're not questioning the school district's ability to use GPS to monitor school buses. I think that's one thing. That's, you know, a part of your business. And not that the schools are a business, but if this were a private business and the private business owner wanted to, you know, monitor where his employees were driving during the day, that would be completely acceptable. And there are many businesses that do that, because you don't want your employees driving across town to go see their girlfriend or go, you know, to some bar or whatever where they're not supposed to be during hours, that sort of thing.
I think the employer should tell their employee that that's what's happening, but, you know, they may not.
Well, I mean, it's usually pretty obvious when they have GPS in there. There's usually some sort of a readout or display.
It usually is.
And it's a good idea to tell your employees that. That way they behave. You don't want to catch your employees doing something bad.
True.
Anyway, the article continues. Monday, he said the program raises enormous concerns. The bureaucrat described the system as limited in scope. The program solely designed to provide accountability when there are children in transit. It's limited to when they're on the bus. We in no way take it beyond that. Brown also raised concerns that unauthorized people, perhaps using RFID readers that are easily purchased online, could exploit information contained on the tags. The facilities manager said that wouldn't be possible. They said the RFID would only contain an ID number, not a name, address, or other personal information. Only the school administration would be able to match the ID number with the child. Collins is the brother of Chris Collins, who founded MAP Information Technology last year. The district did not need clearance from the State Ethics Commission to set up this testing, however, because the program is free during the pilot. So I guess as long as the company is not charging the school to do this, then
they don't need clearance.
They don't have to ask anybody.
Ethics committee.
Right. Officials with the district said they didn't have an estimate on what it would cost to put the tracking system in place district-wide. But you can bet it's going to be a lot. It's not going to be cheap.
No. Especially the way the school district's going to administer something like that.
Well, right. I mean, first of all, it's bureaucracy, and every business owner knows that he can fleece a bureaucracy, can charge in the maximum amount. In this case, this is the only company that's offering this service, so it's not like there's another company going to step in.
It's profit time.
Right. There's not another company going to step in and come in with a competitive offer. And in this case, the district facilities manager Ed Collins is the brother of the man who founded the company. So once again, it's the people connected in politics scratching the backs of the people in industry, and all the while we lose our freedom. This company is going to manage to get very, very rich off of taxpayer dollars putting this tracking program in place, and all the little children are going to be used to being tracked. Now, they're saying it's only going to be for buses. That's what they're saying now. But they're going to come up with other reasons to use this technology. Wait, all
the
RFID over the
chips are in their backpacks all the time, though.
That is correct.
It's just for the buses.
That's what they're claiming. That's what the situation is right now. But we all know, at least anybody who's listened to this show for a little while knows, that when you have a government program, when a government program is created, it doesn't matter if it's a little government program or a federal government program, it always goes beyond its originally intended scope.
Well, it has
always
to go beyond. It would have to go beyond, because what if one of these kids did get abducted? Of course they're going to use the RFID chip. I would hope that they would, to do the right thing and look for this kid.
Well, that won't help you find the kid if they get abducted. That'll just tell you the kid's missing.
Because
you have to have the readers around.
Oh, the readers have to be.
You can't find these RFID chips from satellites, at least not yet.
I don't know. I mean,
so what they're saying here, Mark, is the readers are now...
You could drive around with a reader. How far does the kid have to be?
I guess it depends. It's a few hundred feet, depending on the power of the reader and the RF. I don't know how all that technology works, but you can't zero in on them from a mile away. You can't do that. But here's what they're doing. They're going to put these readers on the buses, so when the kids get on and off the bus, they are noticing that, right? They can somehow track, for whatever the reason is, that information. But eventually, and you can better believe this company, this politically connected company that's selling them the chips, they're selling them the readers, right? So they're going to make this big sale, and they're going to put these chips on the backpacks. The test program's going to go, oh, no, they're doing it for free, right? First, they're doing it for free. Test program's going to go fine. They're going to say, okay, let's roll this out district-wide. The district's going to get into the ethics committee, of course, is going to approve it because they don't really care. They're going to approve it. The deal's going to go through. The company's probably going to bank millions of dollars putting these teeny little chips in kids' backpacks. And I don't know what that's going to mean for parents as far as, you know, you have to submit your backpack to the school to have it chipped in order to have your kid go there. That's going to be a pain.
Well, you don't have to, because the parents can opt out.
Well, yeah, that's true. But we don't know how obvious they're going to make that. It might be that if the parent asks if they can opt out, they'll be able to opt out. Otherwise, they'll just send home a letter saying, your child must report with his regular backpack to school tomorrow for chipping. And then they'll just expect that parents call and complain. They won't actually write on the form, you can opt out of this. They have no reason to. So, regardless if some parents opt out, The kids are going to get brought into this. The district's going to approve this. The company's going to make millions. And then the company's going to start coming up with ideas as to how to expand the program. The company's going to be the one doing it. They're the one blazing the trail here. They're the one with the profit incentive. They're the one with this open pocketbook, this government school system that they can just keep dipping into because they know that the brother is working for the district. The brother of the owner of the company is working for the district. So once they've dipped in once, they're going to want to dip in again.
Sure.
They're going to say, well, you know, this program's such an unqualified success. We've been able to make sure kids are on the buses they're supposed to be on and blah, blah, blah. But now we need to know if they're in the rooms they're supposed to be in at the right time. We need to know where these kids are at all times. There could be a situation on campus. I don't know what excuse they'll come up with. You know, the mad bomber or the mad gunman running through campus or whatever the situation
is. School would be enough.
That would be one, sure. So we're going to have to put these RFID readers in every doorway in the school, so we know at all times where your kids are. It's for their safety. It's
Isn't
for
it
their
always?
Own good. So they're going to propose that. That means the school district's going to say, we need safety. Okay, so then they're going to buy these readers for 20 times the readers they already had at who knows what price tag. And then they have to have some sort of system to tally all this information and display it in some sort of usable fashion. I mean, this is huge money we're talking about here, and they're selling away our freedoms.
It is for a school district and a little company like that, yeah, absolutely.
And so the company...
Nothing compared to the waste and graft that goes on a federal scale,
oh, yeah.
but it's big.
So they're selling all these, they're making a buku bucks, and we're losing our freedoms. And how far away will we be from them saying it has to go? They have to be chipped. They already make parents give kids shots, don't they? In many school districts? Isn't it mandatory? Wasn't there a story a few weeks ago about Washington, D.C., and parents being very outraged about having to get these mandatory vaccinations? The school districts can already have them pump chemicals into your kids. So how far are we from them putting a chip into them? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself. I'd say less than 5 years. Definitely less than 10. 800-259-9231, because the technology is here now, and these people want to put them in your kids. Hour 2's coming up.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People